78, please.
Report from the Special Appropriations Committee on recommendations for grant awards from the Special Appropriations Fund and the awarding process.
Ms. Wiggins.
Mayor, Council, I'm Rachel Wiggins from Mayor Hills' office. Apologies in advance. I think we are all a little tired, so if I forget some items or get a little loopy, that is why. So I am here as a representative of the Special Appropriations Committee. If you'll remember, I came to you back in June with a resolution around forming that committee and some guidelines with which we would use to review applications. Before you is a report that includes both the committee's recommendations for funding as well as a report out of how we got to those recommendations as well as recommendations for moving forward. So first, how did we get there? This committee was created as a way to address the concerns around awarding special appropriations funds in the budget process, it not being competitive or as transparent as it could be. Council felt that this would be an appropriate step forward to make this a more accessible and equitable process. So we established five areas with which people could apply: opportunities for youth, community health, community-based arts and culture, expanding economic opportunities for Portlanders, and limited-term special events. The committee received 80 applications from organizations. Initially, we established six different means of evaluating those applications. Does this application address one or more of the city's measures of successes as established in the Portland plan? Does this organization or request impact an underrepresented community? Does it address the city's equity goals? Does it have a positive citywide impact? Does it have measurable outcomes? And is the program feasible? That last one was specifically because these are one-time requests, and we wanted to ensure that by funding organizations, we weren't putting them in a position where either they were going to be in a lurch year two, or they would need to come back to the city expecting ongoing funding for a one-time request. So the committee awarded scores out of 10 for each organization and used that as a means of establishing which ones needed to be discussed. Again, this process was created to be more rigorous than a political process, but still have the flexibility so that the committee could address issues and questions as the process moved through. It is the first year, and we recognized that it wasn't going to be perfect year one, and we didn't want to tie our hands and make it less good of a process. So in taking a look at the applications, a couple of things rose to the top. One, we placed an emphasis on organizations who either had never before been funded by the city or were not currently being funded. We did get some requests from organizations who had received funds in the 16-17 budget and then had additional asks through special appropriations. Additionally, when taking a look at the asks, we prioritized those that were more than just an FTE request. Again, concerns that by hiring an individual, what was that organization going to do come July 1 without city funding? And lastly, we had $1 million to allocate out, and recognizing that there were 80 organizations requesting funds, the committee felt that it wasn't appropriate to award more than 10% of that fund, so 100,000.
To any one organization.
Yeah, no, one organization doesn't get more than 10%. So using those emphases as well as the 10%, we came up with this recommendation, which is 20 organizations. Half of them are fully funded asks. Half are partially funded asks. We are a little short than $1 million. I think it works out to $106 and some change. But it didn't make sense just to throw that at an organization and expect them to account for it. So from this process, we came up with a couple of recommendations and encouraged the council, one, to continue on, but if they do, some suggested tweaks. One, that organizations should only submit one application. We had several organizations with multiple asks, and it was a little difficult to weigh both those asks against each other and other organizations. Again, no requests should be awarded more than 10% of the fund. Organizations not currently receiving city funds should be given priority consideration. Probably the biggest being to move the process up. There were several instances where we felt that an organization should get funds, but perhaps not through the special appropriations process, whether that be arts tax dollars or to connect them with a bureau and have a bureau fund it, since it seemed more appropriate. And because we were outside of the budget process, we couldn't have those conversations. So you will see in our recommendations there are a couple of arts organizations that we think would benefit from art tax dollars, specifically the Young Audiences of Oregon. They have a program within Kairos, and we think that that's a great opportunity to connect Kairos with art tax funds and have it be supported that way. And then lastly, just some questions that should be added to the application. What outcomes does your organization already track? That was a big question for the committee in terms of how do we ensure that the funding is actually going to move a needle. If you're using these funds to create a new program or to hire an FTE, what are your long-term plans for funding that position? And then just asking them to break down their budget into one-time and ongoing costs. So that is where we are.
Rachel, I have one question for you.
Yes.
And I know it's late, but there were almost seven times the asks than the available funding.
Mm-hmm.
You had five categories.
Mm-hmm.
You were in your inaugural year making up sort of guidelines, you know, developing guidelines and rules. And not only do you have a recommendation for how to allocate the million, but as I understand it, it is the consensus recommendation of the committee, and that no member of council is currently planning to offer an amendment.
That is my hope.
To what do you attribute that outcome?
I think, one, having it be a staff process was extraordinarily helpful. We came into a room without egos and attempted.
Sorry.
I do not mean that to be offensive, but it, we went into a room attempting to make a process work and to get recognizing that nobody wanted to duke this out in council chambers. And I think that each staff member was very committed to awarding good organizations with good asks, not organizations who knew their boss.
Well said.
The rest will be dealt with as an HR matter privately.
I appreciate the good work of the staff. I would have a slight bias, and I would say Rachel Wiggins is the reason for that. But your colleagues did good work as well.
They were wonderful.
what I heard from Jamie, sort of the briefings from the meetings, where they were really lively and they were open, and there were some big disagreements along the way, but somehow you came together around a set of recommendations that everyone felt very strongly about. So I'm going to join with the mayor in saying congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Anyone else that wants to speak on this item besides Rachel?
Mayor, I move the report.
Is there a second?
Nobody else wants to speak?
Doesn't look like it. People second. That are smiling.
I got chosen.
All right, roll call, please.
Sir, who seconded?
Second.
It was second, yes.
Novick?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the mayor for recommending that we move to this kind of process to do special appropriations. I think this is a very transparent and fair process, and it's given the council offices the opportunity to discuss the merits of each application and the priorities of each office based on a set of criteria in detail. I really appreciate the hard work of the committee. Rachel Wiggins, Tim Crail, Tia Williams, Jamie Dunphy, Erica Niebel, Eileen Rowe, and Sheila Craig, as Commissioner Fish just noted, did an incredible amount of work engaging in a process we'd never engaged in before. So thanks to them very, very much. Really appreciated some of the suggestions for tweaking the process that Rachel mentioned that the committee offered. For example, asking in future rounds, what outcomes does your organization track? I think that is an important question to ask that will enable us to make sure that we're giving funds to organizations that in fact do track outcomes and have a proven record of achieving those outcomes. There is one rule that, as it were, that the committee adopted that I'm a little uncertain about, which is the idea that you should only allocate 10%, no more than 10% of the funds to any one project. I can imagine there might be a year where you get two $500,000 projects that would be transformative, and it might be a better investment to do that than to break it up into numerous applications. But that can be a discussion that we have in the years to come. But thank you very, very much for all your work, and in particular, thank you, Erica.
Fritz.
Well, I agree, Mayor, that I think this is a much better process than has happened before, and so I hope we can continue it. Congratulations to the 18 organizations that are receiving these public tax dollars, and some of them have representatives here, presumably just to make sure that nothing falls off. And I won't. I believe that the ability of the staff to meet together, all five of them, with their grant staff, is part of the reason that we got to a good product. And certainly Tim Crail, my representative, was checking back with me, but not very much. The appropriate amount are the things that are really important to you. I hear what you're saying in terms of the transformative project. I think that it is special appropriation money, and that spreading it amongst more organizations is probably the better way to go. And as was noted by Rachel, who also is fantastic, thank you, Rachel, some of them could go into a bureau's budget or into the big projects. So it will be nice next year if we do this. I don't know whether we're going to be able to with the budget. I do agree with the committee's recommendations, and then the extra piece would be that there were more people in the audience than giving testimony on the budget, the big budget, than were able to get away for this one today. So that's another maybe stepping up the transparency is by running them concurrently. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm just going to repeat what people have already said. Charlie, I think this was a good idea, and I think it's produced a great outcome, so thank you. Rachel, Rachel tires of hearing this, but you know she's a fan favorite in my office, and because of the great work she does, and you did play an outsized role in getting everyone together and getting the consensus. So congratulations, Jamie Dumphy on my team. I've never seen him so actually excited about an assignment, and the sense I got was everybody who was designated really took this on and gave it their best. I'm very proud of these organizations we're funding. And I could go through each one and tell you why, but I'm just going to pick one and then shut up. And that's the Confluence Project. And the Confluence is one of the smallest dollar amounts. And for some people, maybe a head scratcher, they look at it and say, why are we funding this? Well, this is the project that is investing in Maya Lin's monumental piece of naturalistic art, which will be installed on the Columbia, which dates back to the removal of Salado Falls and the damming of the Columbia and the consequences to Native people and to commerce. And the concept here, so why Portland? Well, we were approached because on the theory that every single government in the stream of commerce had some benefit from the dam that also disadvantaged a Native American community. And what a beautiful statement if every government that's impacted by that decision gives a little bit of money, symbolic amount of money, to a nonprofit which is going to revisit the heritage of this site and reconnect all of us to this river and to our history. And Mayor Hales, I'm hoping that you and I can prevail upon the county to match that amount, because I think that would be a wonderful statement. But every government along the river acknowledging that in one way or another, either it contributed to or benefited from a decision which has great historical significance to Native peoples. I think that's a beautiful thing we did. It's a small amount of money, but I'm proud this council is making that statement. Thanks to all my colleagues.
Hales.
The only thing I'll add to these good comments is this worked out better than I hoped. Not only that we got to yes through a really effective process of staff conferring and synthesizing, but if you look at what we're doing in the community in terms of community benefit, through all these organizations and what they've come up with. It's another case of this is magnifying the effect of good government at the city in ways that we wouldn't have thought of, just like the innovation project that we have in our own bureaucracy comes up with ideas that we would never, the five of us, come up with. So I'm just excited about what's going to happen in Portland because of these organizations that have gotten some help from us, in addition to the fact that we're doing good work here as a team of people that care about the city. Bravo. Well done. Aye.